Today, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the right of citizens to make changes to the congressional redistricting process through initiatives. The decision has no tangible impact on Alaska at the federal level. With one congressional district for the whole state, it's impossible to gerrymander Alaska when it comes to national representation. But an attorney who has handled state-level redistricting litigation thinks the decision could draw more attention to how political lines for the legislature are drawn. Jason Gazewood says the nonpartisan Arizona process that was upheld could be helpful here.
It could serve as a model for Alaskans to the extent that Arizona created a board that was designed to be nonpartisan in how they chose election districts. Alaska could really learn a lot from that lesson. Alaska's choice process, is really dedicated, it's really driven by partisan interests.
Arizona voters established an independent redistricting commission out of concern that political parties were gaming the system to increase their representation in Congress. In Alaska, the lines for the state legislature are set by a board picked out mostly by elected politicians. Gazewood says there's an incentive to consolidate power rather than put voters in districts that best represent their views or interests.
You've got the presiding officer of the House, presiding officer of the Senate making decisions about who's on the board, the governor making choices. So, really, these are decisions that are motivated by politics in a lot of ways.
It would take an amendment to the Alaska Constitution to change the redistricting process, which would involve a vote of the people. It took Alaska 3 years to finalize its maps in the last redistricting cycle.